97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Good morning to you. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. It's a Wednesday morning. It's the 18th of September. So things are moving along here. I can't believe we're almost in late September already. I guess you can't say mid-September anymore. Wow.
Fall is this weekend, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
it's
Sunday.
Yeah, I know. It's upon us. So here we are. Welcome back. You know, I mentioned this yesterday, and I'll only just remind people. Scott, we've been banned from Facebook going live for the oddest reason, right?
Okay, I'm ready for this.
So I have a sponsor called the Range St. Louis West, and they had customer appreciation days this past weekend. So about a week and a half ago, I shared their Facebook post about customer appreciation days on my Facebook page. And Facebook found me guilty of violating their community standards regarding guns for sharing another Facebook page of a legitimate business that sells guns.
From their Facebook page.
Right.
And they banned me and accused me of violating their community standards.
But you posted on your Facebook page, or did you post it?
Okay. I just shared their post.
But was it on the 97.1?
No, on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Okay.
His own page.
And therefore, they will not let us broadcast the show. I can't do anything live on Facebook right now. I can still make posts. I just can't do anything live. So we thought, it prompted us to do what we've been thinking about doing for a while, which is taking the show live on other platforms, including Rumble. So I had created a Rumble account a few months back, and we decided to go ahead and do that yesterday, and Carl successfully pulled it off. God bless him.
Yay me.
He did it. We had the show live on Rumble. We had 180 viewers at some point yesterday after we started for the first time. People loved it, but I warned everybody, this is a test. This is only a test in the event of a real emergency, because I said tomorrow we have to go to a different studio.
Yes.
And I'm not sure we're going to be able to pull that off down there.
A lot of people, I think, consider Facebook passe at this point anyway.
They do.
And it's such a 1984 Big Brother thing to do what they do. It's just unbelievable how much power they have, or they think they have.
Well, they do have it over you if you submit yourself to it.
Mark, does your teenager use Facebook?
Oh, no.
See?
Yeah.
They think you're a dinosaur.
Yeah.
But that said, just being completely honest, there's not a large teen demographic for this show. I'll just say
that. Yeah.
But a lot of the people in the age range that listen to talk radio still have Facebook. Now, I don't know how many of them don't, but there are a large percentage who do. So we've always done the show live there, and we might go back to it if they ever give us permission to do it again. But in the meantime, we're live on Twitter each morning, and we
are live on Twitter. There just happens to be no sound.
We're struggling with the technology out of the new studio this morning.
Armando's done so much for us today. This is baby steps.
Yep. No big deal. I only bring it up not to complain about our situation here. It's a very nice studio we're in. It's just not one that accommodates some of the technology that we've been using in the other studio. So we'll be back. To quote Arnold Schwarzenegger, we'll be back probably on Monday with the full
possibly
live
Friday.
Possibly Friday, and we'll be back on Rumble. But in the meantime, you're going to have to go to the Odyssey app or the old radio, one of the two. If you can listen to us there, that would be just great. Coming up, we're going to get to Nicole Murray, bottom of the hour. They're supposed to announce today how much they're going to drop interest rates, the Fed, that is. Democrat senators are pushing them to go for a full half-point cut, and a lot of people have speculated they're only going to do a quarter point. I don't know. Politics may play some role in it. We'll talk to Nicole about it at the bottom of the hour. We got In Other News with Ethan coming up at 6:48.
Where's he going to go? Oh, there.
Next hour, we are going to get to Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. He's one of my longtime favorite guests, one of my favorite drops. You know, if you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich. I also don't have any of my drops this morning because I'm in a different studio. So just so you know, I would play that for him when he's here, but I'm going to have to dig into the archives to find it.
I think I might be able to make that happen for you.
All right. We'll get to him at 7:35. In the meantime, let's get to our top story.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Oh, that was loud. Let's try this.
How many more assassination attempts on Donald Trump until the president and the vice president and you pick a different word to describe Trump other than threat.
Peter.
Peter, it's dangerous for you to use the word threat, for you to ask us not to use the word threat when describing Donald Trump. That is what the spokesperson for the White House said yesterday when basically asked to tone down the rhetoric.
When you heard that he had been convicted, there had to be a side of you after enduring months of hearing lock her up, thinking,
right.
This is the person who's actually facing time in jail.
Yeah, that's Hillary taking some softball questions herself there, and claiming that whatever's going on with Trump, whatever prosecutions have happened by Democrat prosecutors across the country, it's all karma for him winning the 2016 election.
Are they better off now than they were 4 years ago?
4 years ago, when we came in, during the worst unemployment since the Great Depression.
And have I mentioned I come from a middle-class family? That another one of the softballs pitched toward Kamala Harris yesterday.
And hundreds of members of the Lebanese armed group Hezbollah, including fighters and medics, have been seriously injured when the pagers they used to communicate exploded.
Hey, I could have used an American news source for that story this morning, but I just love the British accent. And I loved how the little lilt in their voice when they described what happened yesterday across Lebanon. When people, you could hear it, like I don't know if you've watched any of the videos or not, but there are some live videos they got from grocery stores and business places. And what you hear in the background is all of these pagers going off at the same time. Ding, ding, ding. So whoever did this, and we think it was Israel, but we don't know. Whoever did this and blew up a bunch of terrorists yesterday sent out a text first so that everybody would grab their pager and have it out in front of them to read it before it blew up. It was really...
I mean, that definitely is something out of a movie script.
Well played. It was like out of a James Bond
movie.
Mission Impossible. Yeah. How did they get the tiny little bomb into the pager? I mean, there's so many questions that I just don't know. Because obviously it had to work. It had to function as a pager to get them to use it for a while before they finally hit the detonate now button. And all of the memes showing what the last message was. One said shalom on it. The other one said 72 virgins on it. I mean, it just went on and on and on like that.
But you don't feel bad for Hezbollah.
I don't feel bad for Hezbollah because they've been lobbing bombs into parts of Israel now and Israel's been at war in the southern part of the country in Gaza and having to deal with what's going on with Hezbollah in Lebanon. And they got a little comeuppance yesterday. This morning, they're on alert for incoming rockets because they think Hezbollah is going to try to react, even though that right now, you know, Mossad's looking around like, who, me? I didn't do anything. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, nobody's taking any credit for it. It's just the assumption is that you probably should not mess around with Israel.
We're almost to a year.
I know.
Since October 7th.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's right. It's soon. True. It's going to almost be 12 months, and we have an administration that is fighting, unfortunately, with Israel over funding. I mean, Kamala Harris said she would support restricting sending arms and necessary machinery to Israel in the middle of a war. So people need to know that when they go to the voting booth in November, for sure. All right, I mentioned bottom of the hour, we're going to get to Nicole Murray. She is going to report more on these interest rate cuts. But first, I want to get back to the murder attempt on Donald Trump and a warning yesterday from a former Navy SEAL about how this could possibly have happened. We're going to get to all that for you when we come back.
Well, I don't know how you can say it's effective when the shooter was able to be there on that golf course for 12 hours, Laura. I mean, this is a course that the president plays on a regular basis, by the way. This isn't like it's some new place that he parachuted into. He lives right next door. and the shooter's there for 12 hours and nobody notices? I mean, what really is going on here? It is of a pattern that we saw dating back to the Butler rally when that shooter was allowed to get on that rooftop. And there was supposed to be law enforcement there, and they weren't. And there was supposed to be law enforcement on that perimeter, and they weren't. So we have a problem here, to say the least. And I think it's time for Secret Service to tell us what is going on, why all of these failings, and what are they going to do about it?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know how that happens, when it happens. I thought to my comments earlier, Chris Cuomo's sort of spot on there. We need a lot more. And you just ignore the music in the background. We need a lot more. We do. And where do we get that from? Well, there is a former Navy SEAL. He's also a United States congressman. His name is Eli Crane. And he was on yesterday talking about, on the Benny Johnson show, talking about this and the shooting and what might be going on with all of this. Because these folks, I'm telling you what, you can believe in coincidence. I don't think you have to be labeled a conspiracy theorist to ask the question, how did the guy know he was going to be there? I mean, nobody, the Secret Service didn't know he was going to be there till the day before. So just listen to what Eli Crane had to say about all this. Go to cut number six, please.
Point number two is this. The president, my advice to the president is to bolster your private security around you, not only to fill holes in the gaps that the Secret Service continues to leave open, but also to watch the watchers. There is a very real possibility at this point that there is a mole within the Secret Service team surrounding the president or at the highest levels of the Secret Service. And so he does need somebody, you know, a group of individuals around him that are loyal to him and are not politicized. They're not worried about seeking promotion, and they don't answer to people that hate the president. And so, you know, that would be my advice to the president at this point.
Yeah, it's really one of two things, right? I've never really thought this through, so don't take this the wrong way. But if you're going to rob a bank, my thought process is it either you've got to case the joint and still get kind of lucky and kind of understand what the security is going to be like, or you have to have somebody on the inside telling you where the security flaws are, right? Ocean's 11, all of these movies where they've ever successfully robbed banks.
Inside man.
They had somebody on the inside. So I don't think what Eli Crane is suggesting here is conspiratorial. It just makes sense. Or you just had two of the stupidest lucky guys ever try to attempt to murder a presidential candidate. They just happened to find a roof that wasn't guarded, and they just happened to find a golf course where nobody knew the president was golfing there till the night before, but he had been there for 12 hours when they caught him. I don't believe in that much coincidence. I just have to tell you that. Coming up, we're going to get to Nicole Murray. We'll get you a check of business, and then in other news at 6:45. All right, welcome back. We're still getting used to the new studio. I shouldn't keep referring to it, but like there's not, I don't see a tally light to know if my mic is on. Am I missing it?
That one.
Oh, it's on. It's up there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm learning.
You were asking me what that was.
You didn't know either, did you?
I had a guess until Armando told me. I didn't know, but yes.
All right.
Hold on. Let's just check.
Yep.
Yep, that's it.
That's it. So a little behind-the-scenes stuff there that you probably didn't need to know.
So
but
much.
We're having fun this morning. Carl's having so much fun over there.
I am. I'm enjoying
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Let's get Nicole Murray in on the phone. So, Nicole, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Faking it a little bit.
That's okay. It's Wednesday, and it's National Hamburger Day. I heard you announce that earlier, and I thought, how come no hamburger joints reached out to the morning show to say, hey, if you'll talk about our hamburger, we'll deliver some food to the studio this morning? That did not happen.
I don't know why.
Because that should
anger in my voice.
That should have gone for you guys as well, right? I mean, a nationally syndicated program, you should have been full this morning.
You would think.
Thank you.
Have you guys gotten cheeseburgers on your end?
Nothing.
They were a new studio, so they might have come down
there.
We didn't know.
No, they didn't. No, I know that for a fact. All right. Sorry, I've talked for too long. What's going on out there, Nicole?
It's okay. Futures are slightly higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 15, the NASDAQ gained 35, and the S&P 500 up 1. Wall Street is eagerly awaiting the results of the Federal Reserve's two-day meeting that concludes later today. Experts are almost certain the central bank will cut interest rates. The only question that remains is by how much. CME Group's FedWatch tool shows traders pricing in a 63% chance of a 50 basis point cut. Express Scripts Incorporated has sued the Federal Trade Commission over a report the pharmacy benefit management company called unfair, biased, erroneous, and defamatory. The subsidiary of the Cigna Group is demanding the FTC retract a report it made earlier this year that said the pharmacy benefit management industry drives up drug prices that consumers pay. Boeing said it is considering company-wide pay cuts and reductions in supplier spending as it continues to struggle with a union strike, idling operations on the West Coast. The company also said it could possibly furlough employees and halt most purchase orders on the 737, 767, and 777 planes. Boeing operates its defense business in the St. Louis area with roughly 15,000 employees. Sam's Club is boosting pay for nearly 100,000 of its workers by a dollar to $16 an hour. The Walmart-owned retailer added longer-tenured employees will get a bigger pay hike. The adjustment will take effect on November 2nd as retailers gear up for the vital holiday shopping season. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk said his rocket company plans to sue the Federal Aviation Administration for regulatory overreach. Musk's threat of litigation came after the FAA said it would levy fines against SpaceX over purported licensing and safety-related violations during two launches in 2023. And finally, do you have bad workplace etiquette? New research from Monsters came up with the top five worst behaviors: not cleaning up after yourself, gossiping, using inappropriate language, being unresponsive to messages, and consistently being late to meetings.
Do 4 out of 5 count? I was clicking those off as you went along. I'm not consistently late to meetings, but you know the radio biz. I mean, some of those other things may or may not happen.
I think we gossip a lot here in this office. Gossip so much about my dating life, about what's going on with family. It's just gossip whispers. And also the unresponsive to messages aspect, just because we're working such odd hours. But I always joke with Gordon, like, when I text you, you answer.
He doesn't always agree. I am always amazed. We have a kitchen here in our radio studio down the hallway, and it serves the entire cluster. There are six radio stations operate out of this building, and there's a kitchen down there. And they have to occasionally put out reminders to people to clean up after yourself. You're not at home. So if you dirty a plate, they actually have plates down there, either stick it in the dishwasher. I mean, it's as simple as taking your dish and rinsing it off and sticking it in the dishwasher. And we have adults here who act like they're 15-year-old teenagers who just throw it in the sink and think somebody else is going to take care of it.
And you're not one of those people.
Of course not.
Sure, we're clear.
Oh, no. No, see, here we have this debate in my house all the time, and I think it's pretty funny. And I've seen some funny memes over it over the years saying that in every household, there's the people who are absolutely anal retentive about how they stack the dishwasher. And then there are people who are like a meth-fueled raccoon who just randomly throw things into the dishwasher. Are you the raccoon?
I'm a raccoon. Yes.
Are you really?
Yes. See, who cares if it all fits? If it all gets clean, what does it matter?
My wife is a neatnik in our house. Right, nothing can stay on the counter. No, she doesn't want my desk to have any papers on it. I mean, in every other aspect of her life, that's how she is. I open up the dishwasher, and it looks like a 2-year-old stacked it, and it just drives me insane.
Do your dishes get clean?
I don't know. I have to restack the dishwasher all the time. Of course they get clean.
The dish fairy.
You're one of those?
I'm the dish fairy.
I redo the job of stacking the dishwasher because it's that awful.
I know, and there's no other part of my life hardly where I'm like that. I've just got to be honest with you. But that drives me crazy.
restacking the dishwasher? How have you been married all these years?
I don't know. Opposites attract, I guess. It's a really good question. It really is. All right, Nicole, enjoy the rest of your week, and hopefully you get a hamburger at some point today.
Thank you very much. You as well.
All right, take care of yourself. Nicole Murray there, the check of a business for Scott. I don't know if you heard this or not, but today is National Hamburger Day.
Oh, it is.
There are a bunch of specials going on. I heard them announce them earlier. Like if you've got the McDonald's app, you can get like a double cheeseburger for 50 cents. And several of the hamburger chains have deals going. And I remember the days in media where if it was National Donut Day, six different companies were trying to deliver donuts to you. So you'd mention it on the radio.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. If it's National Hamburger Day,
Where are the hamburgers?
I think that's a legitimate question.
I think
this morning.
So, too.
Because we're in a temporary studio close to KMOX. We're just down the hall from Y98 and KZK, the others. I mean, we got a lot of radio stations that hit a lot of different demographics here. And not a single restaurant thought it would be a good idea to deliver us some free food this morning.
And you know what's really good? Hamburgers for breakfast.
Oh my gosh,
it is way underrated.
Like one of those big hamburgers. Where they had one of these? Was it 54th Street Grill where they make the hamburger with an egg on top of it?
That, or it's on an English muffin,
yeah,
or a bagel or something like that.
Mm.
Back when I worked overnight hours after I got off work, a lot of times I would go get a burger. I would get a craving for a burger.
And I would even give, like, for example, White Castle credit if they delivered some of those breakfast sandwiches on a bun that kind of looks like a hamburger.
Kind of looks like
I'm just saying. I mean, it's close enough. It's National Hamburger Day. All right. We're not getting any food, but I thought I'd complain about it anyway. Coming up, we'll get to Ethan when just a few minutes in. Other news, some of the stories I'm not covering for you this morning. Ethan will get to those. Genevieve Wood next hour with the Heritage Foundation and Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. I want to get his take on a whole bunch of stuff, including these murder attempts on Donald Trump and why the mainstream media doesn't seem to be taking it seriously enough. We'll be back in just a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
it looks like Miley Cyrus has been hit with a lawsuit alleging she and co-songwriters Gregory Hine and Michael Pollack copied portions of a Bruno Mars single when they wrote their Grammy-winning global hit Flowers.
Duh.
This is according to Rolling Stone. According to the lawsuit, Tempo Music Investments claims Flowers includes unauthorized exploitation of several elements of Mars' 2013 piano-driven ballad, When I Was Your Man. The suit also names Sony Music Publishing, Apple, Target, Walmart, and several other companies as defendants accused of distributing Flowers.
It is exactly like that.
It is like it?
Yeah. Oh, it's a reply song, though.
Yeah.
He wrote a song, she wrote a reply to it.
It reminds me of the 70s court case, which George Harrison lost over My Sweet Lord.
That was...
And he's so fine.
All right, welcome back. Let's go. We're still getting used to the new studio. I shouldn't keep referring to it, but like there's not... I don't see a tally light to know if my mic is on. Am I missing it?
That one.
Oh, it's on. It's up there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm learning...
You were asking me what that was?
You didn't know either, did you?
I had a guess... Until Armando told me, I didn't know, but yes.
All right.
Hold on. Let's just check.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it.
That's it. So a little behind the scenes stuff there that you probably didn't need to know.
So
but
much.
We're having fun this morning. Carl's having so much fun over there.
I am. I'm enjoying
Absolutely.
It.
Let's get Nicole Murray in on the phone. So, Nicole, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Faking it a little bit.
That's okay. It's Wednesday. And it's National Hamburger Day. I heard you announce that earlier, and I thought, how come no hamburger joints reached out to the morning show to say, hey, if you'll talk about our hamburger, we'll deliver some food to the studio this morning? That did
you
not
know
happen.
What? I don't know why.
Because that should
anger in my voice.
That should have gone for you guys as well, right? I mean, a nationally syndicated program, you should have been full this morning.
You would think.
Thank you.
Have you guys gotten cheeseburgers on your end?
Nothing.
They were a new studio, so they might have come down there. We didn't know.
No, they didn't. No, I know that for a fact. All right. Sorry, I've talked for too long. What's going on out there, Nicole?
It's okay. Futures are slightly higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 15, the NASDAQ gained 35, and the S&P 500 up 1. Wall Street is eagerly awaiting the results of the Federal Reserve's two-day meeting that concludes later today. Experts are almost certain the central bank will cut interest rates. The only question that remains is by how much. CME Group's FedWatch tool shows traders pricing in a 63% chance of a 50 basis point cut. Express Scripts Incorporated has sued the Federal Trade Commission over a report the pharmacy benefit management company called unfair, biased, erroneous, and defamatory. The subsidiary of the Cigna Group is demanding the FTC retract a report it made earlier this year that said the pharmacy benefit management industry drives up drug prices that consumers pay. Boeing said it is considering company-wide pay cuts and reductions in supplier spending as it continues to struggle with a union strike, idling operations on the West Coast. The company also said it could possibly furlough employees and halt most purchase orders on the 737, 767, and 777 planes. Boeing operates its defense business in the St. Louis area with roughly 15,000 employees. Sam's Club is boosting pay for nearly 100,000 of its workers by a dollar to $16 an hour. The Walmart-owned retailer added longer-tenured employees will get a bigger pay hike. The adjustment will take effect on November 2nd as retailers gear up for the vital holiday shopping season. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk said his rocket company plans to sue the Federal Aviation Administration for regulatory overreach. Musk's threat of litigation came after the FAA said it would levy fines against SpaceX over purported licensing and safety-related violations during two launches in 2023. And finally, do you have bad workplace etiquette? New research from Monsters came up with the top five worst behaviors: not cleaning up after yourself, gossiping, using inappropriate language, being unresponsive to messages, and consistently being late to meetings.
Do 4 out of 5 count? I was clicking those off as you went along. I'm not consistently late to meetings, but you know the radio biz. I mean, some of those other things may or may not happen.
I think we gossip a lot here in this office. Gossip so much about my dating life, about what's going on with family. It's just gossip whispers. And also the unresponsive to messages aspect, just because we're working such odd hours. But I always joke with Gordon, like, when I text you, you answer.
He doesn't always agree. I am always amazed. We have a kitchen here in our radio studio down the hallway. It serves the entire cluster. There are six radio stations operate out of this building. And there's a kitchen down there. And they have to occasionally put out reminders to people to clean up after yourself. You're not at home. So if you dirty a plate, they actually have plates down there. Either stick it in the dishwasher. I mean, it's as simple as taking your dish and rinsing it off and sticking it in the dishwasher. And we have adults here who act like they're 15-year-old teenagers who just throw it in the sink and think somebody else is going to take care of it.
And you're not one of those people.
Of course not.
Sure, we're clear.
Oh, no. No, see, here we have this debate in my house all the time, and I think it's pretty funny. And I've seen some funny memes over it over the years saying that in every household, there's the people who are absolutely anal retentive about how they stack the dishwasher. And then there are people who are like a meth-fueled raccoon who just randomly throw things into the dishwasher. Are you the raccoon?
I'm a raccoon. Yes.
Are you really?
Yes. See, who cares if it all fits? If it all gets clean, what does it matter?
My wife is a neatnik in our house. Right, nothing can stay on the counter. No, she doesn't want my desk to have any papers on it. I mean, in every other aspect of her life, that's how she is. I open up the dishwasher, and it looks like a 2-year-old stacked it, and it just drives me insane.
Do your dishes get clean?
I don't know. I have to restack the dishwasher all the time. Of course they get clean.
The dish fairy.
You're one of those?
I'm the dish fairy.
I redo the job of stacking the dishwasher because it's that awful.
I know. And there's no other part of my life hardly where I'm like that. I've just got to be honest with you. But that drives me crazy.
Restacking the dishwasher. How have you been married all these years?
I don't know. Opposites attract, I guess. It's a really good question. It really is. All right, Nicole, enjoy the rest of your week, and hopefully you get a hamburger at some point today.
Thank you very much. You as well.
All right, take care of yourself. Nicole Murray there, the check of a business for Scott. I don't know if you heard this or not, but today is National Hamburger Day.
Oh, it is.
There are a bunch of specials going on. I heard them announce them earlier. Like if you've got the McDonald's app, you can get like a double cheeseburger for 50 cents. And several of the hamburger chains have deals going. And I remember the days in media where if it was National Donut Day, six different companies were trying to deliver donuts to you. So you'd mention it on the radio.
Sure. Right?
Yeah. If it's National Hamburger Day,
Where are the hamburgers?
I think that's a legitimate question.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because we're in a temporary studio close to KMOX. We're just down the hall from Y98 and KZK. The others. I mean, we got a lot of radio stations that hit a lot of different demographics here, and not a single restaurant thought it would be a good idea to deliver us some free food this morning.
And you know what's really good? Hamburgers for breakfast.
Oh my gosh,
it is way underrated.
Like one of those big hamburgers. Where they had one of these? Was it 54th Street Grill where they make the hamburger with an egg on top of it?
That, or it's on an English muffin,
yeah,
or a bagel or something like that.
Mm.
Back when I worked overnight hours after I got off work, a lot of times I would go get a burger. I would get a craving for a burger.
And I would even give, like, for example, White Castle credit if they delivered some of those breakfast sandwiches on a bun that kind of looks like a hamburger.
Kind of looks like
one. I'm just saying. I mean, it's close enough. It's National Hamburger Day. All right. We're not getting any food, but I thought I'd complain about it anyway. Coming up, we'll get to Ethan in just a few minutes. In other news, some of the stories I'm not covering for you this morning. Ethan will get to those. Genevieve Wood next hour with the Heritage Foundation and Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. I want to get his take on a whole bunch of stuff, including these murder attempts on Donald Trump and why the mainstream media doesn't seem to be taking it seriously enough. We'll be back in just a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
it looks like Miley Cyrus has been hit with a lawsuit alleging she and co-songwriters Gregory Hine and Michael Pollack copied portions of a Bruno Mars single when they wrote their Grammy-winning global hit Flowers.
Duh.
This is according to Rolling Stone. According to the lawsuit, Tempo Music Investments claims Flowers includes unauthorized exploitation of several elements of Mars's 2013 piano-driven ballad, When I Was Your Man. The suit also names Sony Music Publishing, Apple, Target, Walmart, and several other companies as defendants accused of distributing Flowers.
It is exactly like that.
It is like it?
Yeah. Oh,
it's a reply song, though.
Yeah.
He wrote a song, she wrote a reply to it.
It reminds me of the 70s court case, which George Harrison lost over My Sweet Lord.
That was,
and he's so fine.
Right, but this was a reply song. His song is, I Never Bought You Flowers, and she sings, I Can Buy My Own Flowers.
Yeah, I don't need you.
Yeah, but I mean, didn't they determine, though, in one of those lawsuits that there are only a certain number of chords and only a certain number of ways you can arrange them.
But
and there's no way in the history of music that you couldn't have two songs that sounded similar without being a copy of each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wasn't it John Fogerty that got sued for claiming that he copied himself?
Yes. He did.
What?
He got sued for his solo stuff saying it copied
CCR. The people that own the CCR stuff.
Okay,
and also, Bruno Mars is not suing Miley Cyrus. It's the co-writer of Bruno Mars' song who sold his song rights to a company. And so they are the ones suing. Bruno Mars has nothing to do with this lawsuit.
Hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
If you had worries about your teen being on social media, you're not alone, as parents across the country have been looking for extra protection for their kids when they are online. For those concerned, Instagram appears to be listening, as the social media site shared on Tuesday a sweeping overhaul to teen accounts that will offer more protection and give parents more control. According to the company, all teen accounts will now automatically be set to private, only allowing those accepted to view what they are posting. Teen accounts will also have stricter messaging settings, ensuring they can only be messaged by people they are following or connected to. So that's kind of a good thing.
I'm glad to hear they put some common sense restrictions in there, maybe.
Exactly. Now you don't have all those creepers like texting.
Well, you probably still will. They'll still try somehow.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of Boarhead Liverwurst, well, you're going to be upset today. It will not be available for purchase or consumption ever again. The company announced the decision to permanently discontinue the deli meat was announced Friday, months after the discovery of an ongoing listeria outbreak that was tied to a specific production process. So,
which one of them or all of them?
All of the liverwurst.
The liverwurst.
Oh, thank
that
God.
Is just such
liverwurst.
A tragedy.
Because I like the world I like without paying liverwurst. $16 a pound for my roast beef from Bulls.
I know.
Matt said no one ever.
They probably need to change the name of that company now. They're just tied to listeria forever.
For real. Could be. No kidding.
My father-in-law may be upset. He's one of the ones that still eats head cheese, which grosses me out.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Gross. Liverwurst. Also, who likes liverwurst? Somebody does.
Oh, obviously.
Because they were getting sick over
My
eating it.
My dad used to eat it years ago, and I never understood
that. I think it's a generational thing. Like,
it might be.
We all quit it. Target announced yesterday that it's going to hire approximately 100,000 seasonal employees to help out for the holidays, and it's expected to surge in foot traffic. So if you're looking for a job, head on over to Target if you want to work seasonally.
I sent that when I saw that headline yesterday. I sent it to my 16-year-old daughter.
Oh, did you?
Hey, FYI, it's just down the street.
And it looks like thousands waited for a reservation at Casa Bonita. If you don't know what that is, it's a Mexican restaurant outside of Denver that is now owned by South Park creators Trace Parker and Matt Stone.
There's a documentary on Paramount Plus about it.
Apparently, they are serving they had reservations, and nearly 40,000 people were online trying to get part of their Founders Club. And then they sold out at noon, but still at 3 p.m., there were still 29,000 people trying to get reservations.
What's the big deal about it? I didn't watch.
Does Cartman work there or something?
No, it's in Colorado. It's like a big deal. It's like Disneyland, but it's a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They got like cliff divers.
It's been in some of their episodes.
Yes. Yes, it has been.
They've included it.
Yep.
All right. Well, good luck. Go get stoned and get on the waiting list. You two can go to Colorado. Have fun. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Lieutenant Colonel Alan West to get his take on the attacks on Donald Trump. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It looks like Miley Cyrus has been hit with a lawsuit alleging she and co-songwriters Gregory Hine and Michael Pollack copied portions of a Bruno Mars single when they wrote their Grammy-winning global hit Flowers.
Duh.
This is according to Rolling Stone. According to the lawsuit, Tempo Music Investments claims Flowers includes unauthorized exploitation of several elements of Mars' 2013 piano-driven ballad When I Was Your Man. The suit also names Sony Music Publishing, Apple, Target, Walmart, and several other companies as defendants accused of distributing Flowers.
It is exactly like that.
It is like it?
Yeah. Oh,
it's a reply song, though.
Yeah.
He wrote a song. She wrote a reply to it.
It reminds me of the 70s court case, which George Harrison lost over Sweet Lord.
That was...
And He's So Fine.
Right, but that... This was a reply song. His song is, I Never Bought You Flowers, and sings... I can buy my own flowers.
Yeah, I don't need you.
Yeah, but didn't they determine though in one of those lawsuits that there are only a certain number of chords and only a certain number of ways you can arrange them?
But
and there's no way in the history of music that you couldn't have two songs that sounded similar without being a copy of each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wasn't it John Fogerty that got sued for claiming they he copied himself?
Yes. He did.
What?
He got sued for his solo stuff saying it copied CCR.
The people that own the CCR stuff.
Okay,
and
I see.
Also, Bruno Mars is not suing Miley Cyrus. It's the co-writer of Bruno Mars' song who sold his song rights to a company. And so they are the ones suing. Bruno Mars has nothing to do with this lawsuit.
Wow.
If you had worries about your teen being on social media, you're not alone, as parents across the country have been looking for extra protection for their kids when they are online. For those concerned, Instagram appears to be listening, as the social media site shared on Tuesday a sweeping overhaul to teen accounts that will offer more protection and give parents more control. According to the company, all teen accounts will now automatically be set to private, only allowing those accepted to view what they are posting. Teen accounts will also have stricter messaging settings, ensuring they can only be messaged by people they are following or connected to. So that's kind of a good thing.
I'm glad to hear they put some common sense restrictions in there, maybe.
Exactly. Now you don't have all those creepers like texting.
Well, you probably still will. They'll still try somehow.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of Boarhead Liverwurst, well, you're going to be upset today. It will not be available for purchase or consumption ever again. The company announced the decision to permanently discontinue the deli meat was announced Friday, months after the discovery of an ongoing listeria outbreak that was tied to a specific production process. So,
which one of them or all of them?
All of the liverwurst.
The liverwurst.
Oh, thank you.
That is
just
such
liverwurst.
A tragedy.
Because I like the world I like without paying liverwurst. $16 a pound for my roast beef from Bulls.
I know.
I said no one ever.
They probably need to change the name of that company now. They're just tied to Listeria forever.
It could be. No kidding.
My father-in-law may be upset. He's one of the ones that still eats head cheese, which grosses me out.
Yeah. Oh. No, thank you.
Gross. Liverwurst. Also, who likes liverwurst? Somebody does.
Oh, obviously.
Because they were getting sick over eating it.
My dad used to eat it years ago, and I never understood
that. I think it's a generational thing. Like,
it might be.
We all quit it. Target announced yesterday that it's going to hire approximately 100,000 seasonal employees to help out for the holidays. And it's expected surge in foot traffic. So if you're looking for a job, head on over to Target if you want to work seasonally.
I sent that when I saw that headline yesterday. I sent it to my 16-year-old daughter.
Oh, did you?
Hey, FYI, it's just down the street.
And it looks like thousands waited for a reservation at Casa Bonita. If you don't know what that is, it's a Mexican restaurant outside of Denver that is now owned by South Park creators Trace Parker and Matt Stone.
There's a documentary on Paramount Plus about it.
Apparently, they are serving they had reservations, and nearly 40,000 people were online trying to get part of their Founders Club. And then they sold out at noon, but still at 3 p.m., there were still 29,000 people trying to get reservations.
What's the big deal about it?
Does Cartman work there or something?
No, it's in Colorado. It's like a big deal. It's like Disneyland, but it's a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They got like cliff divers.
Well, it's been in some of their episodes.
Yes. Yes, it has been.
They've included it.
Yep.
All right. Well, good luck. Go get stoned and get on the waiting list. You two can go to Colorado. Have fun. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Lieutenant Colonel Alan West to get his take on the attacks on Donald Trump. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.